counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, the Old Tango.
Hey, this is Mark from Woodpigeon.
Hey, this is Joseph Yarmish from the band Dune.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycle.
This is Rishi Deer from Elephantstone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, it is another week, another countdown. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great little website. These charts are for the week ending April 30th, 2013, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, Anthony, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which is published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we're about to play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All right, and if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, that's our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, that is our handle. So, all great ways to get in contact with us. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd love to hear from you. Get in contact with us. We'll throw on a song for from your latest release or perhaps your touring. And you can also get a little bit of airtime. We'll do an interview with you. It's all real good. And this week we have Luke Lalonde from the Born Ruffians is going to talk to us a little later on about their album. And we'll also be speaking with an artist, A.A. Wallace, who is going to get an Earshot Extra this week. And he's actually sitting on the charts in the low 20s. Do they call that low 20s? Is 26 around there? That'd be low, right? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so there's a chance that he could creep up. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we have the Entertainment 411 coming up later on as well. And Brian, I have to say that I'm really excited that you're back.
Where's Wayne?
Last week was a little was fun. It totally fun, but I felt like a little piece of me was missing because you were gone.
It was a nice break.
Was it a good break? Everybody needs a break from Tony every once in a while.
That's not what I meant.
No, it is what you meant. I know what you meant. All right, let's get into it, and we'll start counting down the charts, starting with number 20.
All right, at number 20 this week, up from 33, is Blue Hawaii, and from the album Untogether, you're going to hear a track called In 2. Raising all the way up from the bottom of the top 50 at number 50 to number 19 is The OCs, and their latest record is called Floating Coffin. You're going to hear a track called Nightcrawler, and then we're going to move on to Apocalypse Surfin' by The Revolvers, which is on the Psych Pop from Toronto compilation, re-entering the top 50 at number 18.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Into
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called Apocalypse Surfin' by The Revolvers, which is from the Psych Pop from Toronto compilation, re-entering our program at number 18. At number 19, up from 50 was The OCs, and from Floating Coffin, you heard Nightcrawler. And then In Two by Blue Hawaii started off that set at number 20, up from 33, from their new album, Untogether.
I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Go check out the website, it's really great. And before we continue on, I just want to, because I don't normally talk about things that are happening in the world, but a video that I saw that I really, I don't know, I just don't know what I feel about it, is a video from, and I don't know if you've seen this, Brian, but a video from the Miss America pageant, and they're asking...
Can I stop you right there?
Because you didn't watch it.
I definitely did not see whatever you're talking about.
It's going, well, it's going viral on YouTube, and it's because they asked the Miss America pageants whether or not evolution should be taught in schools.
Okay.
But their answers drive me insane. It's like... most of them say, a good majority of them say, no, it shouldn't be. But it's science.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you watching this?
Because it was posted on Facebook. And when Facebook posts something, that's
when Facebook tells me, you to watch something, yeah. You don't disagree.
Yes.
Do it.
I have to do it. I was told.
I really don't have anything to add to this conversation. I'm not the least bit surprised that people from Miss America pageant aren't maybe the most intelligent
or biggest fans of evolution there. Apparently, I don't know. Anyway, it just drove me nuts, and I had to say it. I had to get it out there.
Fair enough.
So now all is right in my world, and we can move on if that pleases.
Sure. We're gonna hear a selection from a new release by Arts and Crafts called 2003 to 2013, and it is a release from the independent Toronto record label of 34 songs on two discs to a retrospective compilation to celebrate their 10th anniversary this year. And the first disc features some recognizable songs from artists such as Feist, Broken Social Scene, Stars, and all kinds of other artists. And the second disc has rarities and unreleased tunes. And we're going to hear a track by Zeus called Are You Gonna Waste My Time? After that, at number 16, and that's debuting in that spot at number 17. And after that, at number 16, down from 9 is Ghost Keeper. And from the album Horse Chief War Thief, you're going to hear The Children.
And if I could just make a point about the
let it go.
No, not about that. It's more clarification for Wayne. And for those who may not have heard the show last week, Brian was away. We had a guest host come in, Wayne Hansen. Really great to spend some time with him and be able to do the show with him. The Zeus album, one of the burning questions I had was...
Which wasn't really a burning question.
Well, it was for me.
Because you just don't pay attention to things I tell you.
Correct. So the...
The 1 week the
burning,
previous.
The burning question was, the Zeus album was... The first song that says Michael Jackson or written by Michael Jackson, was it the Michael Jackson? Brian has informed me that yes, it is the Michael Jackson because the album is covers.
That's right.
That's correct. So,
and everyone else knows this. Everyone except for you knew this.
Listen, there might be somebody out there who didn't. So I was just making it clear.
All right. And that album you won't be hearing from this week because it fell to number 24.
But... Zeus Maybe is right here back. On this compilation. All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Sitting in your garden room, watching the flowers grow. Yeah, you were on my head. You didn't hear a thing I said. But not at all. Used to be rocking from the earliest sunrise. Do it again to the glorious moonlight. Oh no, can you feel it in your spine? The force of gravity, a weight on your mind. And then I got sick from the cigarette. Even more when I think of it. So let's not make some kind of scene. I don't want to know. And I can see you through my movie reds. Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
We are the monsters.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was The Children by Ghost Keeper off of their new record, Horse Chief War Thief, at number 16, down from 9. And debuting at number 17 this week is the compilation from Arts and Crafts 2003-2013. And you heard a track called Are You Gonna Waste My Time by Zeus.
Earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20 on Twitter. All ways that you can get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist looking for some exposure on a national platform. And A.A. Wallace has just released his first full-length album titled Disambiguation. Aaron joins us on the phone. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks.
I read that you used to be the frontman of Halifax-based rock band Sleepless Nights. What prompted you to make this change in direction from going from a band to doing what you're doing now?
Well, it's not really a change in direction. I've always kind of done this. I just, we're not doing Sleepless Nights, so now I'm doing this.
And I can imagine there's a bit of a difference when it comes to creating your music from the way a band might go about it. What's the songwriting process like for you?
I still write songs in a fairly traditional sense as far as the structures are concerned, but I just do more of it sitting in front of a computer or a keyboard rather than, you know, sitting with a guitar in my lap.
Do you have any plans to tour this record?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we toured a lot with Sleepless Nights. I don't think we're going to be touring this record to that extent, but we're doing some small weekend stuff, and we're going to the UK for a bit this month. And then I think after the summer, we're probably going to go do a lot of the rest of Canada.
Without giving away too much, what would someone expect if they came to one of your live shows?
Blinding lights.
Very good. So where can people find your music if they want to hear more?
Pretty much any, like, it's all over the place. I have a Bandcamp and SoundCloud. I'm pretty prolific at posting stuff on my SoundCloud page. And I have a new website that kind of syndicates everything all in one spot, aawallace.xxx.
Awesome. And that website for SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/aawallace, so you can go there. You can also head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and we will post a couple of links up there so you can find some more from this great Canadian artist. And we're going to throw a song on now and give people a little taste of what they can expect from your debut LP. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, cool, thanks.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is A.A. Wallace on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I can see the flash of an X-ray camera. It's blinding.
Where exactly did it come from?
I'm not so strong about that. Somewhere down there.
We're too old to feel this young, but I've never given up on you. I've seen you running with your plans. It's been a fantasy until the truth. I like the girls who play in bands. Drink stolen booze and red rose. Hang out and making out of band. Match your shoes. We're too drunk to feel this wise. Pale skin reacts to electric light. Trade the tears and try to analyze. This adventure's from night to night. I like the girls who look alive. Dance to the jams and got no hype. Laser shine inside. Break my skin so I'm upset tight. You can't tell dream like it happened, because it feels too real. You can't understand when you're part of.
flies across the room. The shaking bodies move so slow. Time dilation needs no proof. I like the way you hold your hands when the tension builds too low. Like the waves that break on sands, the impulse that pass so slow. Don't dream what could happen next, because it feels too real. You cannot stay when you're part of it, because it feels too real. You can't tell dream what could happen next, because it feels too real. You cannot stay when you're part of it.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 15.
Thank you.
Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was All the Time by The Strokes at number 14, down from 8, their new record, Come Down Machine. And at number 15, down from 13, you heard The Black Angels from their album Indigo Meadow. You heard a track called Always Maybe, and starting off that set was A.A. Wallace with a track called Feels Too Real.
And a big thanks to A.A. Wallace for chatting with us this week, and glad to have him on. And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. And if you want to know what's going on in Canadian music...
It's the Earshot 20
National
Entertainment 411.
All right, it is that time. It's time for the Entertainment 411. And reporting for Exclaim, here is Stephen Karlick.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week. First up is Boards of Canada, who have finally officially announced their new album. It's called Tomorrow's Harvest and will be out on June 11th in North America and a day earlier in the UK via Warp. The album comes after mysterious clues, the first of which being a 12-inch left in a New York record store on Record Store Day. The 12-inch featured 20 seconds of music that included a 6-digit code, which when matched up with the other codes that came via leaks online and another record found in the UK, came up with a password to a website which divulged the album's name and release date. This is the band's first full-length since 2005's The Campfire Head phase. Grimes took to her Tumblr this week to sound off on Sexism and Stereotypes, the musician who put out Visions last year and gained much acclaim, especially in the Canadian industry, made a point of coming down on people who expected the artist to compromise her morals in order to make a living. She said, "I don't want my words to be taken out of context. I don't want to be infantilized because I refuse to be sexualized. I don't want to be molested at shows or on the street by people who perceive me as an object that exists for their personal satisfaction." May is here, meaning that festival season has opened in Canada. Two of Canada's biggest festivals have announced headliners and lineups. Hillside Festival in Guelph has announced that their 2013 edition will feature, among others, Fucked Up, The Sadies, Sonic Youth's Lee Ronaldo, Bonnie Prince Billy, Colin Stetson, The Darcys, and many more. New Brunswick Sappy Fest has announced that Colin Stetson will headline along with The Loyas, Chain and the Gang, and others. It's another good week for Canadian music. The Good Family, the amalgamation of the Good Brothers and the Sadies, have released the Good Family album. The band has collaborated in different ways previously, but are now a formal family group. The album melds country, folk, bluegrass, rock, and hybrids that are showcased and always sound coherent. What's new is the emphasis on the album on female vocals, with Margaret Good, wife of Bruce, mother of Dallas and Travis Good, and secret weapon Darcy Good taking the lead convincingly on 5 of the 10 cut. The only flaw of the album is that it's a brief 30 minutes, but here's hoping for a sequel soon. Colin Stetson has released the third and final part of his trilogy, New History Warfare. The third edition, To See More Light, is comparable both stylistically and thematically to its predecessor, featuring his live-in-one-take, impressive circular breathing, and his simultaneous singing while playing. The album is, according to an Exclaim reviewer, quote, a masterpiece that organically and coherently blends Stetson's avant-garde playing and dark, complex themes with accessible and compelling compositions that bring a ray of hope, not just for the characters and its underlying narrative, but for the future of music. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Colin Stetson's ponderous, arpeggiating composition, Among the Seth. Listen now on Earshot Radio.
Ha ha ha! You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 13.
See you.
Denman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
People!
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Ode to Subterranea, which is from the Toronto indie rock band Hooded Fang's latest release, their third album called Graves, sitting at number 11, debuting in that spot this week. Before that, you heard at number 12, Down from 6, Charles Bradley, and from Victims of Love, you heard Hurricane. And starting off was Thumbtacks and Glue by Wood Pigeon, which is the title track from their latest record at number 13, down one spot this week.
All right, that caps off the first 10. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you've missed any part of the program and you want to go back and have another listen, you can do so. We'll post the link to the site where we upload the program on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. And the website is called radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. When we come back, we'll have the top 10 plus my interview with Luke Lalonde from the Born Ruffians. So stick around for that.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.